Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where this is the part of the show where we open the lines, doing this every Friday. I'm thinking I'm going to start doing this daily at 9, probably starting next week, just giving people a chance. We've been toying with this for a couple of months. It's gone pretty well as folks have called in. All of the topics of the week are back on the table. 800-905-0989. Yeah, that's the same as the text line, so you can either call us or text us at that number. And I'll go ahead and let producer JJ rack up the phone calls. 800-905-0989. Okay. From Virginia. Oh my gosh, this one. Lee. And this is just pure filth at this point. You've got a boy who's a sophomore. He's got facial hair. And he's a boy who dresses as a boy. With one catch. Just try to picture this situation. He likes to wear, for some reason, his pants skin tight. So you can absolutely, just leaves nothing to the imagination, if you know what I mean. And his new thing, for fun, I guess, at school, is to go into the girls' locker room, because they're every, they change for gym, to go into the girls' locker room at the West Springfield High School. He's not changing. He's just watching. He stands and watches in his tight pants. But he says he's a girl. So no one can do anything. Never mind that he's obviously not had anything to change the fact that he's a boy. You could tell from the pants. And he just watches. You know what's crazy about that? They would call that a peeping Tom.
Yeah, right.
It's against the law.
Yeah.
And was in America for a very long time. We agreed on this. You cannot do that. Now they're telling the girls in the school that they all have to accommodate his rights. This is Fairfax, Virginia.
Well, there's nothing fair in Fairfax, that's for sure.
No. So the parents all complained, and he was going in there and he was watching the 14-year-olds who are freshmen, 15-year-olds change. He's a sophomore more. And so these parents all start complaining. These girls are freaking out because they've been changing. He just stands there and watches them. And so now they're saying, okay, he can only go in with girls his age. So the solution has been to tell the girls to change faster so that the next class of girls can then come in and he can stand and watch them change because they're his age. You know, they're all sophomores. So he can't watch the freshmen, but he can watch the sophomores. And the leadership of the school says they have to protect his rights. Is where we are.
Boy, you're talking about something that is completely upside down.
This is obscene.
Yes. Absurd and obscene.
Obscene, yeah. Now, here's the crazy part. This is Virginia. A governor's race was lost to the Dems. I mean, Virginia voted for Joe Biden by 9 points, right?
Yeah.
At the time when Glenn Youngkin won. And it was what happened with that Virginia school board that put him in office. And what happened was, and they know how the story ends. Boy, this boy, it was a different school, in a skirt, Loudoun County, insisted on going to the girls' restroom where he eventually raped a girl. So they know the danger these girls are in from these creeps. And guess what? Every creep who ends up being a rapist, pedophile, peeping Tom, at one point was in high school. And they weren't good people then. So this kid's obviously having a ball. I don't know where his parents are. I don't know what they're thinking. But if you say you're a boy, you say you're a girl, well, guess what? They don't care. So now they're offering, this just went, this huge in the local news. Now they're telling the girls, well, if you want, you can go change. If you would like, on a case-by-case basis, so you've got to go to the management, go to the supervisor of the school, case-by-case basis, then you can go in another room and change if you don't want him to watch you. But he doesn't have to go in another room and change. He can stay right there because they have to accommodate his rights. Yeah.
Two things. First, the girls should get a waiver from having to take the gym class.
Yeah.
And of course, the overriding thing is, and I'm not an enemy of public education, homeschool or private school. Now, I'm not an enemy of public education. I think there's a place for it. I've got relatives that teach in, public school. There's a place for it. But there's also a place for private private schools and homeschooling. And if that's what the level of threat that school administration are willing to put your kids through, get them out. Because you don't have leadership there. You've got accommodation, perversion.
This idea that they have no choice, they have to protect his rights.
No.
That's a lie.
Yes.
Because the Trump administration has explicitly told them to stop doing this stuff. And has the Department of Justice investigating school districts that do this stuff. So this idea that, well, we have no choice, that's just not true.
No.
It's just what they want to do. It's just how it is. Here's one mom talking to National Review. I'm just dumbfounded that this is even a thing,
yeah,
that I'm having to go to this length in order to protect my child.
And she is absolutely right. Absolutely right.
But here's the thing. I mean, it's kind of two things. You talk about private school and homeschool, and that's a big one. My kids go to school at home. But here's the thing. At some point, you have to say to yourself, why do I live in a liberal Virginia county?
Well, there is that, too.
I mean, at some point, you got to say to yourself, like, this is left. It's who they are.
Yeah.
This is who you, when you vote for them, this is what you sign up for.
Yeah.
And if you don't vote for them, but you put your kid in their schools, this is what you're going to get. They haven't hidden who they are. Not on this count anyway. Here's the thing I always wonder too. I mean, you look back at this, which is 2025. You go back to, like, say, I don't know, it's 2012, 2013, something like that. This would have been unfathomable.
Yeah.
We'd have been like, what? That's perverse. No, that's Peeping Tom, it's illegal.
Yeah.
No, now it's celebrated. You just got to ask for the left. If we do not stop them, where will they be in a decade? What will they be insisting we do naked at school? It's a legitimate question. Because this is just pure perversion at this
point.
So
this boy can go and watch the girls change. But if he were to take a picture or video of the girls changing and distribute that, then he would be charged with something.
That would be child porn, yeah.
So he can actually watch something take place, but if he were to distribute video images of that, then it would be a crime. So that should tell you that him sitting there watching it is a crime, too.
Yeah, it's a great point. And basically what these parents are telling, and like, look, it's not just that he's standing there, it's that he's pervy while he does it. Just standing and staring. Like, I can get away with this, you can't stop me. And they take his side?
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you what, the left, they hate women. There's just no other way around it. I mean, they just hate women. And I mean, the more perverse it seems, the more they are willing to defend it and make excuses for it.
Because if you look at the party that is doing its best to attack women and their rights, it's certainly the Democrat, liberal, progressive, secularists that are running things there, apparently.
Yeah. So we'll see how this goes. Trump administration's on it, so it should be fun to watch what goes down next. But these schools need to be defunded at that point. I mean, you just need to take the federal funds from the district fight it out in court, because this is a civil rights violation.
Well, either that or have the state take over the district. You know, if you have schools that are failing when it comes to the scholastic performance, maybe you should have some schools that are failing in their, morality performance and be taken over as well.
Yeah. Problem there is that Winsome Earl Sears, who's running for governor there, who's a Republican.
And would do a great job.
And she would be great, but she is behind in the polls. And so if the state takes over the system, I mean, it could be worse if she doesn't win. Because, I mean, that state, I think, naturally is more of a Democrat state. So, yeah. But this is what's waiting for us. And you know, where they're going next on the left. So, unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's jump on the line with Lori in Forest City, North Carolina. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Tara. I just had a quick comment about the young man staring at the young ladies changing clothes. Maybe it's just time for all schools to stop that outdated requirement of having any child change clothes at school.
That's actually kind of a brilliant idea.
And that would just put a stop to it.
It's the kind of creative stuff we have to do, because I don't know if you've been following this in South Carolina. We actually have the case that's before the Supreme Court. It's in South Carolina. It's out in Berkeley County. And there's a girl who says she's a boy who likes to use the boys' changing room out there. And the Supreme Court, it just made it to the Supreme Court, actually, and they sent it back. They're allowing her to keep using the bathrooms in the changing rooms until the case makes its way through the lower court. So right now, even in South Carolina, it's a very specific case. Only she has the right to do it. But all it would take is another person suing and they can be added on. So this very much is an alive debate that the Supreme Court has not fully ruled on yet.
It's just sad where we're at today, Tara.
Yeah,
it's just sad. You know, and until parents start standing up, I know if I had a child in school right now, I would absolutely know you can wear sweatpants every day. And if somebody doesn't like it, you can call me. You're not changing.
Yeah, no, you can't. And look, the left, they're obviously this is not a winning issue for them. So you got to know if they're doubling and tripling down on it, they're going somewhere with it, Lori. This is not
ma'am.
The final destination.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It never seems to be, Tara. Thank you for everything you do. I listen to you every day.
Absolutely, Lori. Thank you, too, for listening. I certainly appreciate it. It's really cool. She's listening up there in Forest City, North Carolina. Look, folks, I think where they're going with this with speech codes, you look at what the governor of Washington just did, striking the use of gendered language completely in all state, you know, publications, anything the state puts out. Removing words that would indicate the gender of a person giving birth. And I think eventually where they want to go with this is just to erase gender from society in general. Like if they could have it the way they would be, it would become offensive for you to dress as a male or a female. It would become socially untenable for you to be recognized as a member of a society. They would erase gender. And I think it's their way not only just of having speech codes and control, which they just like to have, control. I think it's also a way to kind of come out the family and decimate the family. And it's just, as we've seen with this changing room, it's situation in Fairfax, Virginia. It's just, it's moral anarchy. Texter writes, the teachers and the whole bunch of them, including the student, would not be there if that was my daughter. Another texter writes, what stops a 50-year-old man claiming they are a 14-year-old girl? Oh, that's ultimately where they're going to, is adults naked with children at school. And particularly adult men with women and the other way around. One big orgy, essentially, is what the left's looking for. No, I'm serious. That is where we would end up if we didn't stand in their way. Texter writes, androgynous is the word you're looking for. Yeah. Riley in Chesney, South Carolina. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Good.
I want to ask your opinion on something. Other than everybody just relying heavy in our faith, as we all are doing right now, as a country, where do we go from here with everything that's going on? In your honest opinion, where do you think we go from here? Because it seems like it's just so volatile right now. At the drop of a pen, it could go either way.
When you say where do we go as a country, are you talking kind of the violence situation or the bathroom situation, or kind of what are you talking about, Riley?
Well, I'm balling it all together. I mean, when you do all the left-wing violence that we as clear as a bell, they're not, I mean, and then you got the news that just tries so hard to just keep spinning live. It's like embarrassing at this point. It's like, and then you got stuff like morally wrong, boys and girls bathrooms and girls and boys. It's like, where do, at some point, Tara, it at some point, it's enough.
Let me where,
it, when it,
go ahead.
It scares me. It legit scares me. I have three daughters, and I don't know what kind of country I'm going to be raising my daughters in. It scares me.
When I'm just curious, you asked me the question. Did you listen? You probably have an idea of where I think the country's going. Where do you think it's going, Riley? Where do you think we are socially, culturally 5 years from now? Because if you're scared, you've got a pretty good idea.
Well, I think we're going to have a good reset, and I think we're going to get back to what is morally right. And I think a lot of people are going to focus on their health a lot more moving forward, put the social devices down. And I think we're going to see a coming together that you've never seen before, and we're seeing it already. But I don't think it's going to come without its consequences because of how far we've let the left push with little to no pushback in some cases. And that's what scares me.
I agree with you. I'm the most bullish and excited I've ever been for where this country is going, believe it or not.
I truly am. But you know that we've let it go too far.
Yeah.
And when I say we, I mean everybody, myself included. You, our elected, you know, everybody. And so we just got to get back to our roots and what's important. And
I see
a country that I'm proud to raise my kids up in.
Yeah.
And that I'm not scared for them to be in is important to me right now. And I think that's important to everybody can hear my voice right now.
Riley, I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you so much for your phone call. I feel like for the first time, the mask is slipping on the left right now. And I feel like what we've always been able to see, and by we, I mean talk radio listeners, and you had that frustration that nobody else could see it outside the, you know, roughly 10, 15% of the population that listens to talk radio or things like talk radio. And I think the mask is slipping like it never has in my lifetime. And the public is getting a good look at who they really are. They cannot hide it anymore in the free speech environment that we're in. And that's why you're seeing Keir Starmer, socialist head of the UK, in a panic suddenly announce, and it is the number one story on earth today, right now, at least last time I checked the app it was, by hits and clicks. And he's saying, we've got to right away, we're going to go to digital ID for all you folks in the UK, and you won't be able to buy a car or a home or rent a home or get a job unless you have one. You're locked out. Why? Because he needs to censor, and Google, YouTube just joined our side. I don't trust them. They're squirrely. But they basically said as part of their announcement that Joe Biden censored them, they said they're not going to comply anymore with Europe's censorship demands. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means where Keir Starmer was getting the addresses to storm with his speech police, it was coming from these social media places. It was coming from YouTube. It was coming from Google. They were turning people over. He has no way to find them now. That's why suddenly he's in a pure panic. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, I got to have a digital ID. Why? Because they tied to the person. So they can figure out where to go to censor people. They're in a panic because people might be able to say true things. The left cannot exist in that environment. And we're in it right now, like I've never seen. You want something else? Just a small thing. Just an example. And I used it earlier. Did you see what happened this week? The big lie NBC News told out of Massachusetts that ICE had kidnapped a five-year-old girl and was holding her essentially for ransom to get the illegal immigrant dad to turn himself in. This went on for a whole 2 days. Total, absolute, and complete lie. The reason that the five-year-old was in ICE custody is because her father ran from ICE in a car, endangering her life in a high-speed chase. He finally abandoned the car with her in it and took off running. The reason he's on Trump's target list is because he's a convicted criminal. Convicted for strangulation, domestic violence. You surprised? NBC News didn't include that in their news report. So they had the internet whipped into a frenzy of outrage. But it only lasted 2 days. Because they were torn apart on X. Absolutely torn to pieces. It trended again and again and again. And something happened I haven't seen. NBC was forced to retract the story. They didn't make it a week. Do you know how, what a sea change that is? How that will change everything? They can't run a hoax. They can't make it a week with a hoax. They cannot exist in that environment. They don't know how to live in it. They've never had to. I mean, before social media, they controlled all the media, right? Now think about, let me just give you a comparison before Elon Musk bought X, before the environment that we live in now. What was it like? Remember the Border Patrol agents whipping Haitian migrants story, which was a total lie. And the Department of Homeland Security knew it was a lie. Because if you looked at the same, you know, the famous picture, if you looked at the second one, the next one in the lineup, you could see that the agent's reins never even made contact with the migrant. Not even close. It was just a camera angle thing. They kept that going for over a year. Our media reported that it was fake. But we couldn't hit critical mass with it. We were talking to the agents. We were talking to people, you know, insiders. We knew it was fake. But we couldn't hit critical mass with the general public because we didn't know it. We were still under FBI censorship and control and all of that. Elon Musk buys Twitter, everything changes. They kept that going for more than a year before those agents were exonerated. And that's with the Department of Homeland Security knowing fully that everybody was lying, but using them as bait, using them, dangling them out there, pretending they'd done something wrong when they knew damn well they hadn't. They used to be able to run a hoax like that. That hoax is key. Those kind of hoaxes are key to their program. Rush collusion was one. You watch this week, I've never seen a thing like this. That hoax, they thought they had a great immigration hoax going. That hoax lasted about 2.5 days. And it wasn't even, the uproar was such that it wasn't even good enough for NBC News to just simply let the story fade away. They had to retract it. People in their pajamas forced a retraction. That is the most democratic damn thing I've ever seen. I am more excited by that than just about anything this week, except maybe James Comey being indicted. And I see the change and I see it getting better. I see it getting better all the time. Okay, we got stacked lines. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, if you want to know where this is all going, these boys in the girls' changing room just staring at them while they change at a high school. Parents complain and they're told they have to accommodate his rights, not the girls. We were just talking about this. Folks, this is same county, Fairfax County. This is a third-tier registered sex offender, Richard Cox. Richard Cox. Who had taken to hanging out nude and masturbating at the rec center at Fairfield County. It's a pretty big rec center where children have swim class and they have swim team practice. They found the children's swim schedules on his phone, so he knew when kids would be at the rec center he visited. Now, listen to this. Despite that, Fairfax County leaders, including the police chief Kevin Davis and Commonwealth attorney Steve Discano, refused to charge Cox for allegedly exposing himself to women and girls in the women's locker rooms at three Fairfield County rec centers. Because guess what? Oh, come on. You know. Finish it with me. He identifies as a woman. He says, yeah, a woman who just needs to use the facilities, but also happens to have the children's swim class schedules on his phones. Please. Bonnie in Hendersonville. Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, Tara. Good morning.
Good. What's on your mind?
I was just wanted to follow up on the NBC story retraction that you talked about earlier.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled about that, but for me, being a conservative, I don't watch NBC. I'm on X, but I only look at conservative stories. I don't follow any left stories. And I think the same is for them. They don't hear any conservative information. So the average person on the left is not going to know that NBC retracted that story. So what do we do about, you know, bad information still out there and the left not hearing the truth?
Well, I think a couple of things. First of all, I think the left would hear about it because it's trending. I mean, I get left-wing posts all the time just by clicking, you know, up and down the side on whatever's trending. So, I mean, I think that they might. Yeah. But the important thing is, I see what you're saying, how people can be pigeonholed by, you know, if you like conservative content online, like they'll send you more of it. I see what you're seeing. But yeah, it's the people that we're really want to affect and get to, Bonnie, anyway, aren't the leftists. It's the people in the middle. The people who are just kind of waking up after Charlie Kirk, they're wandering in, like my daughter. Yeah. She's all over X, and now she's got a million questions. It's absolutely fascinating to watch at my home about this and Trump's history and some things people are saying and what does it mean and all of that. So the most important people to see that are honestly the people who aren't going to be in either stream. They're just kind of online. They're looking around and what's trending pops in their feed.
Okay, well, I guess there's hope.
Yeah, no, I think there's a ton of hope here. I mean, would you see this poll that just came out? Lowest approval rating for Democrats in over 30 years, a 54% unfavorable rating. That is devastating.
Wow. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, they have not hit the bottom yet, Bonnie, but they are trying. It's not even us. They're trying. The mask is off. They can't hide it. And they don't fully realize yet that their mask is off, which is the best part. Thank you for your phone call. Ralph in Gaffney. Hey, Ralph.
Well, Tara, I'm actually in Spartanburg now. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a Christian first. Mm-hmm. I happen to be black.
Mm-hmm.
And each morning, my boss, who's like my brother, we even resemble each other. We've eaten around each other that much. We have a non-heated conversation. He's left, I'm right. I'm conservative. He's not. But at the end of that conversation, we talk about what we have to accomplish that day. See, debate was designed for that, not to be personalized. We have to quit personalizing these things and just have the conversation, move on. And so that's one thing. And the other thing I want you to know is that it says, let God be true and every man a liar. That means me too. So we have to quit putting our trust in man. We need to find our facts for ourselves. I tell my son, he loves the internet. I say the internet is the bridge version of things, Caleb. If you want to know what is really there, you need to read the book. to get the unabridged version. We have to quit taking abridged versions of things so we don't have these arguments. And like the lady said, quit, just have one side of everything. Get both sides. I mean, and then you'll know who's lying.
Absolutely.
And most of the time it'll be them, but, you know.
See, there you go, Ralph. Yeah, that's why I love you. Good to hear from you. I haven't heard from you in a while. Still listening in Gaffney, Ralph. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll be right back. Cruising into the weekend, let's talk to Doug in Flat Rock, North Carolina. Hey, Doug.
Hey, hello. How are you?
Good.
This is the first time I got to talk to you. I've been on the line before, Holden, but I'll tell you what. I appreciate you guys 100%, but that aside, like, I listen to you all the way through James, so I DoorDash a lot, so I get to hear you all, and I want to know about the YouTube thing, mainly because I heard you say this yesterday, and I know you have accounts. Have you been able to go on to any of your accounts that you had?
Yeah, I'm streaming there on the station site and on mine with no problem. I haven't applied to get the old accounts back. Because
that's what I'm wondering about right there.
Yeah, no, because unfortunately, and there's a number of reasons for it, that would mean abandoning the new account. And it's just it's a problem. I got to tell you, you probably won't hear me promote it in the future much. I just don't want to send people there. So I don't want to teach people to go there because it just disappears so much. I mean, they play games with me. They tell me I have a copyright violation. It's the same mess from Facebook. And it would disrupt the show if I sent you there. So, yeah, it's there for people who will only listen there. But I wouldn't make a habit of listening to me there. I'd rather build it somewhere else. That they don't control.
I think you're 100% right.
Yeah. So
I think you're 100% right because I went off X. Do you know Juanita Roderick? Have you seen her on there?
Yeah. Juanita Broderick, yeah.
She put a post out saying YouTube's a joke because the people, they're telling the people that try to go get their account back that it's like a, I can't remember how she worded it, but if you look at her thing, I'm sure you'll see it, that you can't really get your account back and they're actually not giving them a way to go in as themselves do, like have to do, I guess, the things you did that you were talking about, going in a different way and sneaking around and getting you in another account in YouTube.
Well, here's the thing, too. I don't know if you followed what happened yesterday. Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes, who, look, is not a nice human being. He's a he's definitely a racist, but he, you know, isn't a criminal. They both, just for kicks, applied to have a YouTube account. They both have X accounts. Nick Fuentes racked 100,000 viewers with not a single video posted before both their accounts were yanked back down. It lasted hours. That was it. So I don't know that YouTube's fully serious here. Maybe this is just technical issues, but we'll see how serious they really are, Doug.
I want to thank you guys for everything. I used to be 99.9 all the way. And I don't think I know any of my country songs anymore. All I listen to is 98.9.
Oh, thank you so much.
I was looking for you on a whim, looking for some different music that day. And I was like, what is this talk show stuff? So I was like, and you guys, I've been on ever since before Trump was elected. You don't know what you've done. I mean, I'm scared to death, like that one caller said, of what's going to happen in this world. But. And there's not a lot we can do about that. We got to roll with the punches, you know. He wouldn't come out and say it, but I really feel like there's a nasty war that's going to come out between all of us. I really hope it doesn't, but that's what I'm afraid of.
When you said you just found us, tell me, Doug, when was that?
Oh, right before Trump was elected, like okay. Hurricane Helene.
Oh, okay. So
Hurricane Helene, around that area, yeah.
So you
I'm not a political person. I wasn't really a political person. It was. But, I mean, I voted for Trump all three times, but I don't know politics so much. I don't see how these people can't see what's in front of their face. But, again, that lady said, too, I guess they don't get some of that news, you know, or they care about that news. Because if you try to debate with them, they get nasty.
So you never listened to talk radio then before you accidentally discovered us?
No, not really. I hated talk radio. I wanted to hear music.
Wow. Okay. So let me tell you my perspective then, okay? Because I've been doing this for, gosh, almost 20 years in some form or another. And my perspective is very different than yours because of you. We were so alone for so long, being able to see everything and nobody else could. And we were so locked down and mean, you know, mainstream media controlled everything. So to me, because I've been doing this for so long where I was so isolated, we all were comparatively, Doug, now you're here with us. I'm the most excited I've been because of people like you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does in a way.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a fantastic weekend. Mike Gallagher's up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.